game. We're here in Houston, Texas tonight. Like I said, this is JD of JD's Man Cave. We're here in Houston, Texas tonight where the weather has been great today. An amazing day outside here in Houston, Texas. And we have thoroughly enjoyed this day. And we want to thank God for a beautiful day that he sent us. But yeah, this is JD, and we'll be shortly joined by some of my other co-hosts tonight. There is Reverend KJ right there. What's happening, KJ?
What's up, Big Baby? What's up, boy? Oh, let me cut this TV down. Hold on. Cut this TV down.
Red Joe, chime
what's
in.
Up with you? What's up with you, baby?
Hi, what's up?
What's going down?
Then, hey, man, I know y'all enjoyed this weather today, man.
Ooh, man. Actually, the past 2 days, probably the past 3 days. I think the high was, 85, something like that?
Something to that nature.
Yeah.
It's been lovely. It's been pretty outstanding, just to say the least.
Shout out to the Gap Band.
Exactly. But yeah, man, I was just happy to have another day here in Houston, man. It was a great day. And good to get with you fellas today, man. We got a few things we need to talk about. First thing I want to talk about, man, is the Breonna Taylor situation.
Ooh-wee.
I'm gonna just call it that. That's Breonna Taylor has shook up the whole state of Kentucky. They trying to get everybody back in their cage or something. I don't know what they're doing in Kentucky, but it has been mayhem the last few days down in Kentucky. But what did they expect when you kill a innocent young black woman and just basically tell the cops, go home, don't even worry about it?
Yeah.
It's really gotten ridiculous how blatant the standards have gotten as far as police brutality and police getting away with murder, especially when the person that they murdered is a black person. Yeah, so what do you fellas have? You want to chime in on this Breonna Taylor situation, Reggio?
Well, I think it's a travesty that they get to walk away. I mean, I know a lot of people want to say that it was an accident, but you don't cover up accidents. You know, it was a lot of stuff that was covered up. You know, because they didn't want to, admit that they was wrong, but, you know, busting in the wrong house and the guy they was looking for was already in jail.
Right.
So, already in jail.
So that's you know, I don't understand why. I think last week we talked about, I don't think it was last week, but one of the shows we talked about where a guy was charged with, what was that? Some type of homicide? I forget what homicide he was charged with. And you was telling me how that's what they charge white folks with.
Oh, yeah.
Wanton.
Negligent.
Yeah.
Negligent homicide.
That's what that was.
Right.
I mean, whether they plead it down or whatever, they should have been charged with something. Because that's exactly what it was. Because, you lied to get the warrant. And then you tried to get the ex-boyfriend to incriminate the girl after she's already dead. So now you want him to lie on her, and you know, I don't know what to say, man. It's ridiculous the things the cops are getting away with. You know, they want us to tell on each other, but they won't tell on each other.
Right.
I just don't get that. You know, but hey, man, that's pretty much how I feel about it. I just don't think that. I think charges should have been brought up. I mean, you could pretty much, what's that? The words fail me right now. Right before they take you to court, they always send you to this, what they call it? man, I don't know. Well, I got a brain fart right now. But you know, they always, man, I can't think of what I'm trying to say. I know exactly what I'm talking about, but I can't remember what it is. But Jay, you know what it is when you before you go to court, they take you to the special court to try to get the charges and see if the charges are stick against you.
Oh, the arraignment.
No, not arraignment. Not the arraignment. It's when there's nobody in there but the prosecutor and a select few people listening to him.
What's it called? Grand jury.
Yeah, the grand jury. I don't know why I couldn't remember that.
Well, I have no problem remembering because I've been to a few of them myself, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
So you know they can if they want to get you, they can get you. There's nobody in there but the prosecutor and a few guys, a few people from a jury listening to them. So they can get you if they want to, but for some reason the grand jury never convicts a police officer. So that tells me that the prosecutor is not going there doing his job.
Right.
You're wrong on that one, Reggie. They don't convict white police officers.
That's more
in Minnesota.
They don't convict white. They don't bring the white police officers up on charges, but let a black one and kill somebody, especially if he killed a white kid. He going to prison.
It was a white dude and the same black dude where he was really what ethnicity was he? I forgot what ethnicity was, but he went, but he classified, but he looked like one of us. He black. And he was in his squad car responding to a call. This was just 3 years ago in the same state of Kentucky. And the lady was running toward his car and she had in her hand, she had a phone. He said he thought it was a gun. And he was trying to get the lady to stop and she kept running toward his car. So he wound up shooting her and killed her, white chick. And again, he like they trying to justify these cops. He was doing his job. Just like they claimed they were doing their job. He shot her and killed her. They charged him with murder and gave him 12 years. But he was black, she was white. See the outcome on that. In this case, in Breonna case, she was black and the officers were white. Totally different situation.
Where different skin colors equal different standards, brother. We have to understand that in America. When you have a different skin color, such as ours, we have different standards that we have to live by and abide by. They changed the rules up for us.
Bernard Lane said the attorney general looked in his law books to come up with something he could get the other two cops off with.
Exactly. Yeah, I see that.
First of all, the whole situation, like Reggio said, top to bottom was handled wrong. You got the warning legally. Then they said that when they did the investigation on the scene, they said that 12 people in the area said they never heard the cops announce themselves. The bar friend that was in the bed that shot, he said he never heard the cops announce themselves. One person supposedly stepped up and said that he did hear him say police. So out of 12, 13, out of 14 people, only one person said they heard you. So that means either you paid that one person to say that, or you said it so low that the people in the house couldn't hear you. You never officially announced it, number one. Number two, this dude has the Second Amendment right to have a firearm. And if somebody kicked in y'all, if somebody kicked in either one of y'all though, right now, while y'all doing this podcast, I mean, first thing you're gonna do is protect your family. I mean, that's just part of a man's job. He exactly. Didn't do anything anybody else would have done in the same situation. So you got the warrant wrong. You conducted yourself on the scene wrong by not properly announcing yourself. And this dude shot one shot. Y'all shot over 30 shots. You know what I'm saying? One officer wasn't even in the house. He outside just shooting his gun through the window. He not knowing if he's shooting at cops, whoever. He just put his gun in the window and just started shooting. So you showing no disrespect or the apartment next door?
Well, it's just like that situation in Houston when they killed that white couple with the no knock warrants. They trying to get rid of the no knock warrant situation in Kentucky now because of this Breonna Taylor incident. Because they served these no knock warrants, and it could easily be mistaken for a breaking and entering. And that's why people are shooting back, because they're not, like you said, they're not announcing themselves properly. They're not giving any warning. They just kick a door in and people thinking that they're getting robbed and they shooting back. And it's just total chaos comes out of these no-knock warrants, because they are not properly trained to execute these warrants. So often those no-knock warrants end up in situations like this. And that's why they're so diligent in trying to get rid of them here in Texas and in the state of Kentucky.
But Lane said again, I was taught to shoot first and ask questions later when someone breaks in my home.
Right. That's
everybody's way of thinking, though, man. And that's ain't nothing wrong with that. That's how you're supposed to think. It was a shooting. This was back in the late 90s. Where, right. It was a Hispanic guy here in Houston. And you didn't see a whole lot of it in the newspapers. Some cops had, I don't know if it was a no-knock warrant or if they announced themselves. But for whatever reason, the guy inside the house, it was a Hispanic guy. He was married, had a wife, and three kids in the house. Cops bust his door in. A shot went off, so all the cops started shooting. Killed the dude. Come to find out, the dude never shot his gun. The shot that went off was from another cop. And all the cops started shooting inside the man's house. And they said three of the bullets that entered the man's body, based on the autopsy report, entered his body at an angle where the shooter had to be standing over him. So they done shot this man, realized they made a mistake because it was a wrong house. Keep this man quiet. They stood over him and shot him to make sure he was all the way taken out.
Yeah, executed.
But check this out. Did y'all hear about this? Y'all see what your y'all favorite governor is doing now?
What'd he do?
Greg Abbott is, in light of the protests for George Floyd and the latest protests for Breonna Taylor, is trying to push a bill making
felony.
Not protesting, rioting a felony. But that's such a gray area. Because if you out here, if all three of us are just out here protesting, it's easy. What's to stop a cop from classifying us as a rioter? And we ain't damaged nothing. It's only targeting black people and white people who protest, or other races who protest with black people. That's it. You don't want to deal with the cops that's causing these folks to riot or protest. You want to deal with the protesters. You don't want to do nothing to these militias that's marching up and down these streets with more guns than the U.S. Army. But you want to put your foot further on the neck, figuratively, of black people. Just goes to show you how hypocritical this country is, man.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay, I was like, what in the world? And I thought to myself, the same thing you just said. That's crazy.
But no, Lane said again, they are getting bad intel also on no-knock warrants. And they are.
Yeah.
They are. But they don't care. It's in the black community, so they don't care if the intel is good or bad. They want something to do for the day. They're going to go run up on somebody. They know ain't going to be no recourse if they got the wrong house. They know it ain't going to be no consequences if they kill somebody. So they don't care if the intel is bad or not.
That's what I was just about to say. And the thing is, they don't do their due diligence a lot of times, especially when it's being targeted in a black neighborhood. They just going to keep their dough in. They don't care if it's right house or not.
I seen so many videos where they running people's houses, man, that completely had the wrong eyes. And the dude not telling them, look, you you looking for such and such, he not here. He doesn't live here. So now they done knocked this man door off his hands, tore his house up looking for him. Okay, my bad. And just leave.
Right. Hey, man.
Now the landlord probably going to kick them out for damages, and they ain't even done nothing.
I don't know if you ever seen them kick a door in or knock that, man, they knock that whole door frame down if they want to. They got techniques, some tactics and some techniques, brother, that knock that whole door down. And then, like you say, they'll just walk off.
Like ain't nothing ever happened.
And you got to fix it. They don't even come back and fix it. They don't do nothing. They gone. Yeah, that's crazy. But that's just how they handle their situation, man. That's just the way that those warrants are carried out. Let's say par for the course when it comes to them no knock warrants.
Right.
They have, you know, they come in and tear the whole front of the house off and burn off. They don't care whether it was the right house or the wrong house. They gone. Yeah,
what do you think about the Attorney General for Kentucky?
Another politician. what you mean? What I think about him? He doing what they tell. What you know? He's a puppet. He has to do what's gonna keep him in office and what's gonna keep him in a job.
So crazy. Did y'all hear what Charles Barkley and Shaq said?
No, I didn't. What's up, Kenny Wayne?
What's up?
Country boy.
Not much.
What old Barkley say, KJ?
Some bullshit.
You heard it, killer. Like, go on and tell him, killer.
Well, he blamed what happened to Breonna Taylor on the boyfriend. Saying
that Charles Barkley.
Yeah, and Shaq agreed
with him.
I have learned one thing in my life. Charles Barkley is the foremost authority on not a damn. So I don't even worry about Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley can just stick to the bar.
Hello? We can't hear you, Jay.
Yeah, JD, we can't hear you.
Social
issues because
your microphone went out, Jay.
Can't hear you.
JD,
we can't hear you. Can you hear us?
I can hear you, Reggie and Kenny.
Oh, he probably had the sign back on. He went off.
There you go.
Look like he's coming back. You back, huh? Hey, JD. Can you hear us?
Nah, but they gonna get it right. Yeah, but that man tripped out. He said, talking about they shot first. Well, I mean, man, what do you expect?
Thank you.
That man exercising his Second Amendment rights. I mean, he laying in the bed with his girlfriend, and it sounded like World War III busting off in the living room. He did what he was supposed to do. That don't make no sense.
Okay, Jay. My thing is this here. How Charles Barkley gonna be the one to talk about anything somebody do? Didn't he spit on the kid?
Yep.
Didn't he tell somebody through a window drunk?
Done that too, among other things.
So who are you to point the finger at somebody done something wrong? And then you set up that guy you recording said that you've been traveling with a gun since you've been 21 years old in your car. So
you know what I'm saying? If the cops came and knocked on this dude's door and asked him a couple of questions, said they need to come in or they got a warrant, and he slammed the door in their face and they bust the door in and he shoot at them then, okay, well, I can understand the cops doing their job. Because you know it's the police. We told you we got a warrant and you basically just slammed the door and ran. I can understand it in that situation. But again, this man don't know if this is a kick though. He probably know Breonna Taylor's ex-boyfriend was out there in the streets. So he don't know if this is her ex-boyfriend or one of his goons. He don't know what's going on. All he know is something or someone just kicked his front door in And he in defense mode right now. And that's, like I said, I guarantee any man worth his manhood in that exact same situation would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, you're right about that.
All right. But y'all, yeah. The cops weren't even concerned about whether or not it was kids or now. Any innocent people, they just started shooting, just shooting.
Well, that's what they do, man. That's what the police feel like they're above the law because they have no consequences. You see what I'm saying? It's been proven time and time again, case after case, state after state, city after city, that the police operate without any real consequences. And the worst consequences they'll have is they'll get fired in one city and go out to the suburbs and get a job in another, you know, little small city or something. It don't, right. It's not, they take their law enforcement license and they ability to carry a firearm and all that away from them. They'll just, you know, sweep them under the rug, so to speak, and put them in another jurisdiction and give them another gun and let them go back to work. That's happened all over this country, especially when you got black people. They really don't care. They hurry up. They give him a job. He might go from HPD to Bel Air Police, and we know that's really the same damn city.
Yep.
Yeah. The Jersey Village and get a job, whatever. But they just, that's just the way they do. They operate, man.
Hey, you know, the police department have one of the strongest unions that's out there. It's hard to get rid of a police officer. First of all, you know, if they made it, if they changed the law that when policemen break laws and stuff like that, they'll get arrested and go to trial, right. You have a lot less that's going on. You won't even have people wanting to be policemen. They'll be quit. You know, exactly. Only real people that want the police people, that want to do their job, will be policemen.
No,
I like what Lane said. They start taking their pensions and rid of it. Stop all this foolishness. He right.
Yeah, that's been kind of jacked up, though.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is, their union make it hard for you to get rid of them and take their pension and do things like that.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, they got one of the strongest unions out there. So yep. It's kind of hard to do what we need to do to get them to act right.
Exactly. You're absolutely right, Reggie. I know they got one of the strongest unions because, like I said, nothing happens to them. And not only that, they got some hell of a lawyers behind them when they do really get in trouble.
Yeah.
And then in addition to all of that, they got the general public behind them. We only make up 13% of the country, the African-Americans. They got the majority of these white folks behind them that feel like, you know, everything they do is justified. So,
right.
They got so much in their favor to where there's legitimately nothing to dissuade them from, like you just said, being above the law, doing what they want to do.
Right.
There's no recourse. There's no consequence. But again, you let the wrong colored officer do something wrong, and boy, to a white person, if a black cop kill another black man, they ain't gonna make no noise about it. But right. You let one of the slugs hit a white chick or a white dude.
You right. But look, check this out. Speaking of being above the law, let's talk about Donald Trump that's in office. Not Trump, Donald Trump. This clown here, God rest her soul, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, has passed away, and her seat is open now. In the Supreme Court.
Right.
So the Donald Trump, with only a few days left in his presidency, I'ma just go on and claim it that he's getting up out of there in November. That only a few days left, he trying to hurry up and put his he trying to appoint somebody to Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat. Now when Obama was trying to put somebody in there before he got out of there, the Congress and the House and the Senate blocked. But with Donald Trump, they trying to hurry up and expedite it like she in the 10 items or less, damn line, and Fiesta, and hurry up and get through and get out up in the damn you know what they call it, in the Supreme Court. But they fought for Obama not to be able to put a Supreme Court justice in there, but they trying to hurry up and rush one in with Donald Trump.
Of course.
Now, the thing about that is, Donald, when this girl that he's trying to put in there is only 48 years old. So for her being that young, she may be on the Supreme Court for 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Being as young as she is, she's only 48 years old. If she lived long as RBG, she gonna be there for 30, 40 years or so. And do you know what kind of shape that will put the Supreme Court in? Because by the time, if Donald Trump gets this girl in, by the time he leaves, he's gonna be to put 3 or 4 Supreme Court justices on that Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And that is ridiculous for one president to be able to put that many seats, fill that many seats while he's in one term.
When Obama was in there, and it's still the case to this day, the House was run by the Republicans.
And right.
So that's why they kept shooting Obama down, and now that they got a Republican in presidency, they're going to pretty much back anything Trump does. But the crazy part about it is RBG, according to her family members, RBG said that she didn't want that seat filled while Donald Trump was in this was supposed to be on a deathbed. She didn't want that seat filled while Donald Trump was in office. She wanted to wait till his term was up before they filled that seat.
Right. But
Trump's still breaking his neck to try to get somebody in there, though.
Perfect.
You know, but what she should have did was retire while Obama was still in office, what she should have did. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's you know, if that's what you wanted, you should have retired and made sure that, you know, you have somebody that you want to replace you in office. I mean, being that they in office for life, you never know what's going to happen. And she was already old when Obama was in there. So she should have retired. And she wasn't feeling too well anyway then. But she was trying to hold on.
Right. But the thing is, wasn't nobody expecting Donald Duck to win nothing. And she was like, I'm going
to write. Well, you're a cold piece of work, Reggie. She was already old when he was in the.
But hey, man, I'm just saying. You said on her deathbed, she didn't want Donald Trump to, you know, I'm like, you know, it's only one way to solve that problem. You know, she should have retired when you knew you had somebody in office that would replace somebody that you want to, you know, to replace you with, you know. But they got a lifetime job.
But nobody expected Donald Trump to win nothing. And all of a sudden, he popped up as the winner. She probably thought Hillary was going to stay there. And she could ride this thing till the wheels fall off and didn't know Donald Trump was going to bust all the tires on the truck.
How old is Clarence Thomas now?
Huh?
How old is Clarence Thomas now?
Not old enough. He's still alive. He's gone. I know that. That's another. Look, he is the epitome of the coon.
Yeah.
Man, no business. Look, I don't even know if he think he black. Because he makes no effort to change any legislation or any judiciary items that will help black people at all. I have heard nothing of him trying to pass any type of laws or any judgments that he has made that have been in favor of black people. This man, I don't know why or how he ended up in there. Well, I know how, because he's gonna do exactly what they want him to do. That's how. Mm-hmm. But he's not old enough yet, KJ. That for sure. He's 50. Yeah, we still got about another 10 or 15 in them, and we got to deal with that cat, man. Like Reggie said, they are appointed for life. Once right. they get there, they there until they die or retire, like Reggie said. Very rarely do they retire. They just die.
Well, I can't even remember the last Supreme Court justice that did retire.
I don't remember one in my lifetime. Steve, mm-hmm. think about any. Have you ever heard of any Supreme Court judges just retire?
Tony Kennedy, I think, retired in 20. He retired, I think, while Obama was in office, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that got past me. I didn't even know that. Yeah, but I knew they could retire if they wanted to, but why stop your own check? I don't know. they'd have to roll me. They'd have to roll me out the back door. They over. Well, I left that money. Man, them people get paid for free.
Can I switch gears real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Is it just me, for y'all sports fans, is it just me, or has this been probably the most entertaining Eastern Conference and Western Conference NBA finals seen in a while?
I ain't gonna even lie to you. I ain't even been watching them, bro. I watched a couple of games when the Rockets was in there, and it wasn't, you know, I ain't care for that bubble situation. So I just kind of left it alone, man. It just was not exciting to me. But I mean, I don't know. I'm just not a real big NBA fan anyway. I haven't been an NBA fan, to be honest with you, since MJ. So it's been a minute for me.
Oh, speaking of sports, my homegirl daughter getting ready to go to y'all alma mater. She going to Hampton.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She gonna love it up there, I promise you.
She go to Westbury, not Westbury, Willow Ridge right now. Yeah, but
home by the sea.
Huh? Yeah.
That's the home by the sea is what they call it.
Yeah, our home by the sea, baby.
Yeah. What do you think about the Bill O'Brien job so far this season?
The who?
Bill O'Brien.
He's trash.
Trash, bro.
Trash.
He should have been gone 3 seasons ago.
Do you know the two guys that they got in for DeAndre
Hopkins? They belong right here.
I hear you, Mike. The two guys they got in for DeAndre Hopkins, Randall Cobb, and what's that other boy named Brandon Cooks.
Right.
All they catches together combined so far this season are only half of what DeAndre Hopkins got over there in Arizona.
Exactly. Man, let me tell you something. That's another thing that I don't like about Bill O'Brien. He let his personal feelings for DeAndre Hopkins get in the way of him playing on the team. Hey, man, that's some high school stuff, bro, because the coach don't like you. He can get rid of you or cut you off the team. That's crazy.
It really is.
Yeah.
This was one of the most prolific and still is one of the most prolific wide receivers of this era. And you going to cut him or trade him? You got to be the craziest because you don't like him. You don't like the fact that he got baby mamas in it. Who cares? That's his business. That's coming out of his check, not yours.
This dude ain't never caused no problems for the team. He ain't never been in no trouble.
Nothing.
And according to my cousin played in the league for 8 years. Man, he was talking about this about 3-4 months ago. All them players be having their wives and baby mamas out there.
Exactly.
It never was about the baby mama.
But it was.
It was about the pool he had in the locker room.
Yeah, he had too much influence in the locker room.
Yeah, it was never about the baby mama. He just used that as an excuse.
Exactly.
To the average fan, which is white, you know, all they got to hear is baby mamas, plural.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know,
and they go they up, with up on yeah. the bandwagon.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. But the thing
was nonsense when he first said it. But think about it.
cop ever did was catch the football. And hell, that was his job. He was wide receiver. That's the only thing he ever did in Houston was catch the football.
Right.
Hey, everybody that had a strong personality in that locker room, he got rid of clown. Send him back. But you keep it JJ, and he stayed hurt. When the last time he played a full season? Fuller, he hurt again.
And he thinks that's about money, because if you was worried about money, JJ would have been the first one you cut.
Right.
You cut JJ White. Dad is my turnover in his grade.
Hey, JD.
Yeah.
JJ White ain't played a full season since Obama was in office.
Exactly. JJ, but you got to understand something. JJ White is the one that they point at. When we talk about how great the black players are, they always talk about, well, what about JJ? You know, he what they call the great, he's they great white hope, but he can't stay on. He only play about 10 or 11 games a season.
If that many.
But that's what they holler. But JJ will never be able to play a complete season because he full of them steroids for one thing. I don't care what nobody say. Well, on the road, they don't. That's just like Brian Cushing when he was here. They don't make no brick chin white boys like that for real. Them white boys is manufactured with them steroids. Now, brothers.
Oh, by the way, Will Fuller hurt again already.
Huh?
I said Will Fuller hurt again already.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, man. That dude, man. I talked to my little sister. My little sister saying she threw with her for the next 2 years. She ain't buying no merchandise, no tickets, or nothing.
Oh, I did that last year, Kenny. Last year, about week 12, I forgot who we played. It might not have been exactly week 12, but it was somewhere around there. We played against some scrub team. Now we played Denver. Mm-hmm. Denver had a rookie quarterback. First NFL start. It ain't like he had been starting leading up to that game. This was his first NFL start. Dude threw 3-4 touchdowns, 300 yards, ran off 30 points in a row. Bill O'Brien didn't have a clue how to coach. I'm like, you know what, bro? I ain't doing this no more. I said, I'm not wearing any Texan gear of any kind till they get rid of Bill O'Brien. In fact, every Sunday, I root against the Texans right now, dog. I ain't lying. I root against them, bro.
Hey, man,
Bill O'Brien. Pittsburgh tomorrow, I hope Pittsburgh blow him out the water again.
Well, it's going to happen. You ain't got to worry about that. But Bill O'Brien shouldn't even be coaching the high school team, brother, where he coached in Texas.
At all, dude. This dude ain't got a clue. And you went and got this dude for your left tackle, Laramie Tunsil.
You drafted a
lineman first overall in the draft last season. And you got another lineman over there that you're giving a lot of money to. And you still got the worst O-line in football. You let Brandon Brooks leave here three, 4 years ago. Brandon Brooks done made the Pro Bowl twice over there in Philly. You let Xavier Suofilo go. He's starting over there in Dallas. So it's like you have to wonder, is it them or is it the talent? Because when they here, they don't do nothing. It's like they don't know what to do. They go everywhere else, they shine. And you done spent all this money on your offensive line, and Deshaun Watson still got to run for his life every time he drop back to take a pass, man.
Hey, man, that man need to file charges on his offensive line, man.
What he need to do after the game, line them all up and get a stick. And tell them all to turn around and just walk by each of them, just crack them upside the head. Toss them back and do something. They pathetic. But you know, I was through with him though. Last year when they played Buffalo, Watson pulled them out to fight. That second week, when they were playing Kansas City, and they got them people down 20 something to nothing, and you go to kick a field goal, and they got Patrick Mahomes up here and all this thing, you didn't go for it. I got to watch some 2-bit TV. I got to watch them B-rated movies. Well, I can't do this dude, man. This dude here, man. He want to be Belichick. You're not Belichick.
You're not.
And people forget about Bill Belichick when he was in Cleveland.
Them Texans will break you up, bro.
Yeah.
Texans will make you quit watching football if you just concentrate on them. You better become an NFL fan, not a Texans fan.
Going with the Raiders.
Texans will make you develop bad habits.
Don't worry about the city limits. Don't worry about it, man. Pick you another team, baby. Don't worry about
the Raiders.
Don't go join me, Kenny.
The Raiders.
Ain't robbing the Texans no more.
I don't think the Texans will make it through the Texas State high school playoffs, bro. In probably the second round in the high school playoffs down here.
Yeah.
Better they run into somebody like Manville or somebody.
Man, the way they play such time, I don't think they can beat Mills. I don't think they can beat Jones.
Whitney Merchant is still even on the team. I ain't heard his name the past 2 weeks.
Yeah,
now,
I
think Merchant.
I don't think they can beat Jones.
Walmart now. He the biggest forklift driver they got.
I ain't heard his name for now. Tackle now, nothing. But they just gave him a contract extension.
That's it.
Mercer, I think he delivered my Amazon package yesterday. I think Mercer's worked for Amazon. I thought that's who it was, man.
Prime now, Steve.
Huh?
He doing Amazon Prime now.
Yeah, man, that's who it was, man. Delivered my Amazon yesterday.
That's look out, man.
Ain't you supposed to be in practice? Man, no, nah, man, ain't work. I'm
good, baby.
Damn, what? He basically took the money and ran, huh?
That's what he better do. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Texas, since the beginning of their history, have been known to throw money away and get some of the worst players and give them the most money ever. Just look at the first season with Tony Boselli. They ain't recovered from that yet. They gave Tony Boselli the whole
then they go kick the tires on somebody that's a has been.
Exactly.
Why you gonna get Ed Reed, man? Come on now.
I think
old boy out of Green Bay. What's that running back name that one got?
Amon Green.
I was a Amon Green fan, but Green Bay let him go for a reason. Baltimore let Ed Reed go for a reason too.
Exactly.
You go kick the tires on. And I was like, man, please.
I ain't gonna lie, the first game this season.
I think the Texans follow the Rockets philosophy of sports. They always go find somebody that's old, dusted, and has been and used. The Rockets went and grabbed T-Mac. They went and grabbed what's the other boy's name?
Charles.
Yeah, you know, the Rockets always go grab, you know, second, third-rate players who used to be has-been, and here come the Texans with the same philosophy.
Right.
The only thing they did right, man, was pay Deshaun Watson. They gave that boy that money because they trying to keep him. He their bread and butter. And they figure, you know, now they got a good black quarterback. They got to give him some protection. But, you know, the last time the Texans had a good black quarterback was Tony Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Banks got us to the playoffs when David Carr was hurt. And as soon as they cleared Carr, they made Tony Banks sit down.
And he ain't up nothing. But see, Deshaun Watson, I honestly wonder, since that dude signed that contract extension, now that he's two games into the season, if he's actually sat down and asked himself, you know what, I probably tripped out. Because, see, what they're going to wind up doing is doing the same thing to him that they did to J.J. White, that they did to Arian Foster. They're going to use up all their good years, and before you know it, he's going to be too old and on his way out the door. Right now, is for any other reason other than the fact that you still had DeAndre Hopkins under contract for 2 years, you should have left that boy here, man. Yeah. Now you're going to have this man, Deshaun Watson, running around for his life, and he's going to mess around and get like David Carr. Be so paranoid from getting hit so much that he's going to start running without even no pressure up.
Well, you know, David Carr was getting sacked in his sleep. He was at home getting sacked. He got sacked so many damn times here.
David Carr was so messed up in that. He was throwing the ball out of bounds. There wasn't nobody even coming at him.
Hey, bro. I think David Carr got – he in the Guinness Book of World Records for sacks, ain't he? Oh, see, I think he is.
Yeah, for the season.
He probably rolling out of bed, rolling away from sacks.
Hey, man, Carr had PTSD.
Yeah.
Post-traumatic sack syndrome.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't you have? Yeah, you got
sack. But now you listen to him because he on the – he on the NFL Network. When you listen to him talk now, if you didn't know any better, you swear he was the best quarterback in the league when he played, because he could break it down and tell you, well, see, what he should have done when that receiver came out his break, he should have hit him right there, because that went – you listen to him talk now, you think he was Dan Marino or something. I watched this sucker talk. I'm like, boy, you didn't do none of that when you played. Hell, you going to sit there and criticize somebody else. You ain't doing it here. You ain't doing it in New York either.
JJ.
But see, that's just it. When he went to New York, he had plenty of time to watch and analyze from the sideline.
I haven't seen a quarterback complete a pass from his back.
Man,
I ain't seen that yet. I've been watching football a long time. I played a long time. If you land on your back, you can complete a whole lot of passes. And David Cole spent a lot of time on his back or on his heel. He was sliding up down the field on his head. They were doing it. Hey, they done him wrong, bro.
This dude run out of bounds.
10 yards
behind the line of scrimmage with the ball in his hand.
Exactly.
I'm like, brother, that's a fact, man. What are you doing? He ran out of bounds. 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage with the ball in his hand.
Real talk. David Carr ought to be a turf inspector. He spent so much time up close and personal looking at turf.
I'm telling you.
That boy's an expert at turf.
KJ, let me tell you something. I don't know if you ever been hit by one of them NFL 300-pounders, but I promise you, after the first time you get hit, you're going to start throwing the ball away, too. You're going to start running for your life and not really worry about the damn play no more. Hey, bro, damn that play, I'm trying to get home tonight. The brother's hit. It's like being in a car wreck 70 sometimes in one day. You don't want to do that all day, I promise you.
Nope.
Man, so hard your back teeth clack together. That hurt. Everything you got, your eyebrows be so when they get through with you out there hitting you. I promise you. Yep, so I understand they getting rid of the damn football. I'd have got rid of it too. They don't pay you for that.
No, I said he didn't get rid of it. He ran out of bounds with it in his hand.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes you have a mental lapse sometimes.
Like, yeah, I don't think it was all because everybody tried to say, well, not everybody, but a lot of people tried to say that he was as bad as he was because he got sacked so much. And I think that played a part of it, but I think he was just a bad quarterback.
Well, he wasn't a bad quarterback. Let me tell you something. He was the best quarterback in the country when he was at San Diego State.
He wasn't a bad quarterback at all. He wasn't a bad quarterback. He just didn't have – he was on his back too much. He never got a chance to really prove himself.
Exactly. When he played football –
The line didn't respect him, man. That's what it was. How come is it the same line that blocked for Tony Banks, let Tony Banks get them to the playoffs when David Carr got hurt? But it wasn't David Carr. I mean, you know, the line didn't respect him. They didn't respect him.
Right,
they didn't protect him. The line didn't respect him.
Now they did say back then when he was playing that he didn't really put any time in the film room. He didn't stay late. He would just go through the motions of practice and go home. They really didn't let him get his jersey dirty because he was like the poster boy for the organization. But
didn't respect him.
A couple of folks said that he really wasn't committed to the position like you would want a quarterback to be. But they can't.
And
they
line didn't him. Respect him.
They called him. They called him the whole time he was here too, though.
Yeah, you're right.
But either way it go, he gone now.
But memory live on in Houston. Look like they damn sure blocking for Deshaun either. he back there running around while they back there trying to play kill a man with the ball. Hell, I don't know what they doing.
Hey, that's so different, brother, man. That's so different, man.
They have some of the worst technique and worst blocking schemes I've ever seen. And they still don't know how to pick up a damn blitz for nothing.
I ain't never figured out how to pick up a blitz, bro.
All you have to do is block down in your gaps and fill the inside gaps inside out. That's it. I mean, hell, I learned that in high school. So I know damn well them pros supposed to know it.
Them dudes have trouble sometimes, man, with just three-man rushing.
Exactly.
I mean, a three-man rush get them hell sometimes. I'm like, bro, it's five of y'all. It's three of them.
That they have never figured out blitz packages, man. I'll be like, what the hell are they doing? People coming. Look, let me tell you something, man. If you're a quarterback and you see a 285-295-pound cat coming at you from the side, you're going to get rid of football, too.
But then that goes back to what we said at first. That goes back to coaching. They just ain't got no coaching. They ain't got no coaching.
Yeah, you're right. Like I say, if you got an offensive line coach and he can't figure out how to teach his offensive linemen, who are professional football players, how to pick blitz packages, you need to fire his behind, first of all. Then the offensive linemen that can't pick up them blitz packages, you need to start firing them one by one and replacing them with somebody who can pick it up. Because that's ridiculous, right, bro. That man has – they have free-running defenders coming at this man every game. I said, man, that's crazy. They're gonna get that boy killed, man.
That's the offensive line
for the Texans, man. How they still have not, in all this time, been able to pick up blitz packages at all. I'm like, what the hell are they doing? It's just ridiculous.
Well, I'm hoping this is Bill's last year. You know, they should have got rid of him. As soon as he shipped out DeAndre Hopkins, they should have shipped him out the door right behind it.
He should have been gone 3 years ago, bro.
Oh, I agree with you on that.
Not just this year. 3 years ago, he should have been gone. But they have
You know, when you win the conference, they'll keep you around. Look, you know, because he's been winning the conference, so that's been giving him a stay. But when he decided to get rid of Hopkins, they should have shipped him on right behind him. That was a foolish move right there. I just don't understand. Now, I'm just going through the motions. I'm still a Texans fan. I'm just going through the motions. That's all.
He must have some naked pictures of the owner or something bribing him with it, because they ain't no way he's supposed to still be here.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be gone, man. He probably got some butt naked pictures of that boy with some reindeer ears on his head or something. I don't know what it could be. But there's no way he's supposed to still have his damn job. Not the way he's been coaching that team. Hey, it's one thing to win the division, but we don't get nowhere with it. We won the division the year, but we don't go nowhere. We stay right here. You know, one game, maybe two games in the playoffs here, we back home. That's it.
Yeah, you know, I'm out for you know, winning the division. We in a pretty easy division. I mean, how could we lose this division? I mean, we besides the Patriots, we in one of the weakest divisions in the league,
right?
In my opinion, you know.
Right.
I mean, who we got to play? The Colts, Jacksonville,
right?
And the Titans. There's really no, you know, unless
two,
huh?
Ain't Baltimore in our division too?
No.
They over there with. They over there with
Baltimore, North. Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh.
That's AFC North.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
You would think last year the way they lost to Kansas City in the playoffs last year, where you put up, like Reggie said, you put up 20 some points and let these dudes run off 7 touchdowns in a row, and you know you got to play them again the first game. If I'm only gonna win one game this year, if I'm Bill O'Brien, I'm gonna make sure it's this one. And right. I'm going to, and if I don't win, I'm gonna make sure I don't get embarrassed. You come on the first game of the season, everybody been waiting on football, it's prime time, the whole world watching. You go out there, defense Kansas City 3-0. I'm watching the game. I'm like, okay, well, maybe they got it together, maybe they figured it out. Kansas City punt, Watson get the football, he moving down the field, score a touchdown. I'm like, all right, I see you. But shut me up then. As usual, them niggas ran out, Kansas City ran out 30-something points again in a row. I'm like, really? Bro, this is amazing. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Kansas City ran out 30-something points in a row after that. So, again, it just put me back where I was before. You know what, KJ, I don't know why you got excited and got into that game. You wasn't messing with it before the game started, so I don't need you trying to mess with it now. Leave him alone.
To break you up, boy.
Hey, fellas. What fight is coming on tonight?
Huh?
What fight is coming on tonight?
Oh, I heard about it, but I ain't heard of people that said it.
I think it's UFC fight. Fighting tonight.
Who was that?
It's a UFC fight.
Chico.
Oh, okay. I ain't really interested.
Brothers from Houston.
Okay.
Them black brothers from Houston, them twins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the prelims already on. I'm gonna watch it when we get off the show here tonight.
I'm gonna watch this Miami and it's LA and Denver game.
Okay. Well, this ought to be the last one for them, ain't it?
Could be, yeah. They up 3-1.
It's 3-1, right?
Yeah, 3-1, L.A.
LeBron is out tonight. LeBron not going to be denied this year, man. The man playing like a monster, bro. He
doing it for Kobe.
Like,
he doing it for Kobe.
Right. Exactly. That's why I say I don't think he's going to be denied this year, man. But anyway, we got a couple of minutes left, fellas. I just want to appreciate y'all for chiming in tonight, man. We had a great show. You know, like I said, we touched on quite a few topics that needed to be talked about.
For sure, and, for sure.
Y'all just remember, man, the hardest job you're going to have is being a black man in America. But we got to do our job, baby.
That's right.
Do our job. Keep showing up for work, fellas. That's all I need. Your families, take care of your business. Don't let your business take care of you. Anyway, y'all go ahead and chime off for the night, man. And we'll start off with you, KJ. You can chime out.
All right. As usual, fellas, it's always good hearing y'all opinion on things. Got some intellectual game traders on here, man. One man to another, man. I appreciate every last one of y'all. Big up, fellas.
Oh, definitely. All right, Bob and O, go ahead, baby.
Man, once again, it was great to be in the company of great men and great brothers, man, who are like-minded thinkers, movers and shakers, man, who are trying to do something positive. I really appreciate the platform you got for us, JD. One more thing, JD, I have to add. As soon as we get off, I'm going to get on Facebook and I'm going to fire you up, boy. I'm going to light your ass up. I hope you got me today. So, you know you got one coming. I just want you to know that.
Let me ask you a question. Did you bathe today? That's all I wanted. Is Saturday you bathed?
Yeah, man. Don't I look extra light skinned today?
Yeah, did you get the nether regions is what I want to know.
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I got wipes for that.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to hit them nether regions, man.
All right.
Later, Steve. Take care, baby.
Later.
All right, Big Red Joe.
Well, once again, fellas, it's Red Joe because I say so. And
exactly.
I was happy to be on the show today. You know what I'm saying? As usual, I enjoyed myself. glad. I thought I was gonna be glad when football season started, but man, Texans is just really just they're doing me in, man. They're doing me real bad.
Don't worry about the city limits, bro. Find you a real team. Don't worry
Which I need to give me a side piece, huh?
Yeah, I'm an NFL fan. I don't have no one team. I root for the whole league, brother. So I know somebody gonna win this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just do that. Good games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best I can tell you to do. Don't worry about the damn city limits you live in, bro. We're gonna be all right though. But anyway, bro, appreciate you, Reggie. You hang in there, bro, and keep hope alive for them Texans, I guess. Because they can't crack an egg, bro.
Hey, I'm beginning to see that.
Yeah.
Waste the talent.
Have a good one, man. I'll see you next week, baby. Take care.
All right, baby.
All right.
I'll let you.